Anakims, whom thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before children of Anak. Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth over before thee. Just say that. God goes before me. As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto me. It's not the size of the enemy. It's not the size of the obstacle. It's not the size of that which God has called you to possess. It's simply that God is bigger than all of it. Speak not thou in thy heart, after that the Lord thy God has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of those nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. It's something else, not about you. Not for thy righteousness, nor for the right uprightness of thine heart dost thou go in to possess the land, but for the wickedness of those nations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. And that he may perform the word of God which he sware unto thy fathers, Abram and Isaac and Jacob. You're a part of something that is vastly greater than you are. And there is a network, a tapestry of prayer and faith and experience and prophecy that has gone on before you. And you are a part of that. And that's a wonderful thing. But you're a part of something bigger than you and your immediate circumstance. This morning we talked about the fact that God just declares to them, when you come into the land and when you've eaten and when you are full, don't forget God. And don't say that by my own strength I've come into this. Because he says, but thou shalt remember that the Lord thy God, it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. And we worked on that this morning. God empowers you to get wealth. God empowers you to get what you need. And we talked about and differentiated between financial material wealth and the wealth of life and strength and health and family and friends and community and all of those precious things that are worth more than gold. Talked about that this morning. But tonight I want to talk to you about the fact God's bringing you in. God has a plan and a destination for you. And God is bringing you into something that is greater and mightier than you at present are. Let's clap our hands unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise and we magnify you. We worship you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. And so in our text, and you can sit. I don't expect you to stand. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day, to go in and possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. Tonight it is for every one of us, there is an impending promise. There is something on the other side of tomorrow that God has in his schedule for you with your name on it. God has something for you that's greater and mightier than you are right now. And the now you is not able to walk in it. But God sees a tomorrow you. God sees a greater you than today. God sees a mightier you than today. God sees someone who can stand in that promise tomorrow. Somebody say praise God. I hear Peter saying the promise. And it's the language of the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's the language of Abram and Isaac and Jacob. It's the blessing. It's the promise of God. But Peter says, the promise is unto you and your children and those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So we've got a promise tonight. Somebody tell your neighbor, I've got a promise tonight. We've got a promise tonight. We've got a prophecy tonight. We've got an impending future tonight. God's got big plans. And the deal is, you run out of life before you run out of promise. You run out of life before you run out of capacity in the spirit. You'll run out of life before you're done with the promise of God. But it ain't over then, because you step on into the next realm and there's going to be more over there. I can see Mark Morgan. I can hear his voice when he turned in the late 90s and pointed to me while he was preaching in that little church on Ruffner Road. And he said, "Brother Sutton, God's going to give you a church. He's going to give you a church on a hill." And I remember at ARC when he broke in the middle of a perfectly fine message that he was preaching. And it just struck him again. And he said, "Brother Sutton, God's going to give you a church on a hill." And it was a promise, and it was a prophecy, and it was one of those things that you just take and you put in your pocket. And it was bigger than the storefront New Life, and it was bigger than the Highway 11 New Life, and it was bigger than the emerging New Life on Ruffner Road. But that promise was out there, and there came a day where God said, "This day you're going to enter into that promise." There came a day when God had brought you to the place. But I'll just tell you, when God opened up the door for this place, we didn't know if we were big enough. We didn't know if we were strong enough. But we knew we had a God that was big enough. And we knew we had a God that was strong enough. Tonight you've got a promise, and you may wonder if I'm big enough, and you may wonder if I'm strong enough, but you gotta know you've got a God that makes the difference. Somebody give him some praise right now. God calls, God equips, and God provides. Anybody here have a promise from God? Has anybody heard from God? Well, you may look like you're smaller than that promise, and you may look like you don't have enough for that promise, but I wanted you to know tonight that when God calls you and God promises, he equips you and he provides for you. He never sends his babies out without their lunch. He never sends his people out without enough to do the job that he's called him to do. Is there a witness in this house? Is there a testimony? Can somebody say, "I stepped into it and I wasn't enough, but God was enough, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." God has something for all of us that's greater and mightier than the now us, the present individual. The job today is to get ready for the tomorrow you. The job today is to get ready for that moment where the tripwire's crossed and we move into the promise, and God's working and God's getting us ready, and God has a vision and a plan. And it's like Hannah every year bringing that new coat to the house of God, because Samuel's always outgrowing the coat. And I'm looking at some of these young people, and I remember when they weren't nearly as gangly and long as they are now, where you were running around and you were about Grayson's size, Ben. I'd like to see you in some of Grayson's clothes now. They're pants if you're short and shorts if you're tall, that kind of thing, you know. But they wouldn't fit you now. And you're growing, and you got Hagedorn in you, and you got stuff in you that you got Collins in you. You got some big stuff in you. No telling what you're gonna be, but you're gonna be bigger than that coat. And that coat works right now, but that coat's not going to work. And Hannah was bringing a new coat because she knew my boy's growing. And God's making a new coat for you because God knows my child is growing, my church is growing, my people are growing. And you don't have to worry about how it's going to be and what it's going to be like, because God's going to have a new coat for you. Joseph lost a coat of many colors, but he was going to get a new coat. He lost the coat in Potiphar's house, but he was gonna get a new coat. And I'm just telling you tonight, you may feel like I'm not up to what God has spoken. I'm afraid to even mention to you what God has spoken to me or what God has for me or planned for me. You may have a fear in your heart that you're not up to the promise, but I want you to know God's got a coat hanging in his closet right now with your name on it. He's got an armor on his hook that's for you right now. He's got empowerment for you right now. He's got giftedness for you right now. He's got strength for you right now. He's got resource for you right now. Everything that you need, God has it. Not by might, nor by power. He's got a greater vision for you, greater gifts for you, and a greater anointing. And there's always giants. There's always impediments. There's always obstacles. Those things are it's just part of it. And one generation turned away from the promise because they said we're not big enough. And what they really said was that God was not. That's where you have to go. You have to go into the land of God's big enough. Whatever he asks, whatever he plans, whatever he sees, he's big enough. Does anybody here believe that your God is big enough to take you into that next level, into that next experience, into that next spiritual visionary experience? Is there anybody here that knows that your God is big enough and you set your fear on the side and you speak to your fear and you speak to the negative thoughts and you say, yeah, I know all that. I know about the giants. I know about the obstacles, but I've got a God that's bigger than all of that. Praise God. A great people and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom you know. So in this new calling and new season, there'll always be something trying to intimidate you and tell you that you're not enough. And logically and rationally and now, that may be true. But God calls and God equips. God's all about growing you, stretching you, and building you. And he sees a capacity in you you don't see yet. He sees something that nobody else has seen yet. He knows what Gideon is before Gideon knows what he is. And he verbalizes it. He speaks it. It's prophecy, but it's news to Gideon, and he wants to argue with it. God sees you in the tomorrow you. God sees you in standing in the middle of the promise you. He sees a better you than you are right now. He sees a stronger you than you are right now. He sees a more competent you than you are right now. He saw Saul before anybody saw Saul as a king. He was a long, rangy kid out looking for his daddy's mules, and he's stumbling up and around the prophet's house, and he goes there. He has no idea what he's going to be, and nobody else does. And when he finds out what God wants him to be, he hides from it because it's shocking to him. But you don't need to hide from what God has purposed for you. You need to step up and embrace the promise of God and just say it right out. I know I'm not enough, but God is enough. I know I'm not able, but God is able. I know I don't have enough, but God has enough. In the kingdom, you can dream big. In the kingdom, you can look as far down the pike as you are able to, because God is big enough. Praise God. God sees a David before his daddy sees him. He had no idea. His brothers didn't see him. Samuel didn't even know. Samuel was trying to lay it on some older brother. God sees an apostle Paul when everybody saw a demon, the killer, the enemy of the church. But God sees promise not only in you. God sees promise all around you. God sees promise in people you are bumping into every day. And you've got to get your eyes open. You've got to be able to see. And you just have to know that the most difficult case of humanity that you see today and that you have proximity to today, you need to understand God has everything that individual needs. And there is no one beyond the reach of God's redemption. And that God is able to lift him up from the very depth of the pit, God's able to lift her up and make her something that she never dreamed of, and you can't even see it now, but God's got a tomorrow her, and God's got a tomorrow him. And God, does anybody here believe that God can save and deliver to the uttermost? Is there a witness here to say, I was in a great pit and I was so far from the kingdom of God and nobody saw what I would become, but look what God has done. He said, understand this day that the Lord thy God is he which goeth before thee. As a consuming fire, he'll destroy them and he'll bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. Those giants, that obstacle that stands between the now you and the tomorrow you, they can't stand before your God. God has everything that you need. God has it in control. And God says, I'll move them out quickly. It'll turn your mind when you see how quickly God can accomplish things. But at the end of this reading, it's like this morning's reading. When you're wealthy and when you're full and when you've prospered, don't say in your heart, my strength has gotten me this wealth. And here in the reading tonight, speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord does drive them out from before thee. And that he may perform the word which he sware unto your fathers, Abram and Isaac and Jacob. It's never the Lord welcomes us, the Lord allows us, the Lord demands that we participate in our own salvation. There are multitudes of personal miracles we could talk about tonight, but we are a part of a larger plan. It's never just about us. And whenever you let your experience collapse in on you, whether it's in the valley times or it's in the mountain times, both of those are destructive for you. You can die in either place, because if you ever become so collapsed in and you believe that it's all about you, you've fallen into vanity. And if you think that God has done it because you have achieved and you are strong and you are right, you need to know I'm a part of something really big, and I'm very blessed to be a part of this, and I am so glad that God let me in. And wherever you are in this process, you've got to remember that God is the one that sees it all. He does it all. He's the heart in the center of it all. And you've got to keep hubris at bay. It's not about you. It's about God. So when we walk in the blessings and we walk in the strength and we see the giants fall, we don't ever get cocky and say, yeah, I remember. I took down those giants. I was there. Well, God will make a giant killer out of you, but it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. God's warning in this morning's text and in tonight's text is against pride and against arrogance. Not for thy righteousness or the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go in to possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Praise God. So if it's you have to embrace this, you have to get on board with this, you have to be a part of this, and you have to fully understand that God has a greater thing for you, and you're always moving. You can't stay where you are. There is no such thing as stasis here. It's going to change one way or the other. You might as well get on board God's plan and ride this thing and get out on the edge of it and be what God's called you to be, because you can't stay like you are. You can't nail it down and hammer it down and sew it up nice and tight. It won't stay like it is. We're on this thing. It's moving. It's changing every day. You might as well just relax and say amen to this thing and be plugged into what God has for you. Somebody say praise God. But as as we're on our way, when we get into that promise and when we're walking in that and we embrace that and we say yes to that and we understand that God can make it come to pass even though it looks absolutely impossible. When we're standing in the middle of the miracle, lift up your hands and lift up your voice and declare, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, if you've got the money in the bank, if it had not been for the Lord who gave me the power, when you got your giants laid out and dead, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, it's not by might, nor is it by power. You need to humble yourself in the sight of God, and if you humble yourself, God will exalt you. If you stay humble, God will keep lifting you up. God will keep opening the promise. God will keep making you great among his people. God will keep anointing you, but you've got to stay humble in your own sight. For just a minute, lift up every hand and lift up every voice. Samuel, come and help me right now. Praise God. You've got a promise, and God's able to pull that off. You've got a promise, and God's able to make it happen in your life. But tonight, you've got to stand in the middle of the promise. You've got to stand in the middle of the day before and say, I'm not able, but God is able. Then you've got to be able to stand the day after the giant falls, and you've got to say, I didn't do this. God did this. I'm glad to be a part of it, but it was all God. After you build the house, you say it was all God. After you move into the new place, you say it was all God. After you walk into one success after another success, after you build the business, it was all God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. It's not by might. Touch your neighbor and say, not by might, nor by power. Not because you're pretty. Not because you're strong. Not because you're clever. But because God chose it. And God said it. And God determined it. And God made it happen. And God brought it forth. Come on, new life. We're a long way down the prophetic road from the storefront, but there's prophecy yet to be fulfilled. We're a long way down from the little building on Highway 11, but there's a lot of prophecy yet to be fulfilled. We've seen thousands of people filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. But there are thousands more that are coming. They are at the door. They are feeling it right now. They're on their way. They're on their way. More houses we didn't build. More fields we didn't plant. More conquests that we didn't win. But God has them all in the palm of his hand. And when you get there, this is the thing that God has done. This is the victory that God has won. And look, it's a happy day, and it is exciting when you walk into the prophecy. And I'm eternally excited about what God is doing. But I cringe when people talk about a church that a man has built. I just want you to know, I'm looking at you, Mario, and I can't help it. I just had a vision of a young man in a grape purple Easter suit. Boom. But man, now he's got the prophet Elijah and the prophet Jeremiah in his house. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got a good job. He's been working out and he's all big and robust. And You couldn't see all this in that yesterday, you. But look at this today, you. You know how far he's brought you? We've got that far and more to go. There are promises yet to unfold. Promises yet to break forth. Promise. If you're feeling pretty good about where you are right now, just remember, God never ends. God has another promise, another word, another thing to be fulfilled, another prophecy. My God, right now somebody just needs to shout all over a promise that is coming your way. You may not be big enough right now, but you're going to be big enough. You may not be able right now, but you're going to be able. God's going to make it so. Hallelujah. Are y'all waiting on a bus or y'all in line to come up here? Come on, the bus already left the station. Let it be, let it be. Go, 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 go. What God has said, come on. What God has said, lay your hand on her head. What God has said, what God has said, what God is able to do. Come on, you already missed it. This altar's wide open. If you need it, come on and get it. If you want to come down and do business with God, come on down and tell him, God, I don't feel like I'm strong enough, but I know that you are. Somebody shout over that promise. Somebody dance.
When I think about Jesus, when I think about Jesus,
how he set me free, dance, 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 dance.
about Jesus, what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus, how he set me free.
When I call your name,
something happens when I call your name.
Something happens. The shift that begins to change.
Mountains move when I call your name.
Something happens
when I call your name.
coming out.